Good morning.
Good morning.
As I was listening to Jana's update on informed choices, I was reminded about how much Cheryl Hansen helped me when I first came out with my story. Informed choices is there for post-abortive women as well, and so she's just a real treasure, and I'm really glad that they're there. So I want to thank Lake Region Bible Church for giving me this opportunity to share my story this morning, because this section of scripture, as Jana was saying, that Pastor Marcus is preaching on, it has personal significance for me. But before I begin, I just want to encourage anyone who needs to hear this, your story isn't over yet. And to those of you who have a loved one that you're concerned about, their story, God's story, is still playing out. As long as there is life, there is hope. I was raised Catholic and believed I was a Christian, but I did not understand that being a Christian was not about carefully following rules, but about a reconciled relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. For the most part, I was a relatively compliant, good little girl, but after major social struggles throughout junior high, I began hanging with a troubled crowd and living an extremely unhealthy lifestyle. Years later, in my mid-20s, I became restless and unhappy. From time to time, I attended church on Sundays, but my experience with the Catholic Church didn't satisfy. So on February 22, 1987, I attended my coworker's church. It was there I heard and understood the gospel. My eyes were open to God's truth, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior and Lord. The trajectory of my life changed immediately. I was a new creation. I embraced my relationship with God and quickly developed a deep love for His Word. However, though I believed I had been forgiven, that truth didn't make it from my head to my heart until 27 years later, when I began to openly share about something terrible I had done as a teen. I was 53 years old, but even after all those years, I carried a heavy burden of intense shame and grief about the abortion I had had at age 17, which I kept a carefully guarded secret. Then, on July 6, 2013, I was involved in a discussion about abortion on Facebook when God startled me by sowing the idea in my mind that I should tell my story. I clearly remember that suggestion and God's promise that if I would trust Him, He would redeem my past by using it to help others, and it would bring Him glory and honor. That day, I sent an email to my pastor giving a brief account of my story and asking if he and his wife would pray about me sharing it with others, including my own children. In the early part of 2014, I was given the opportunity to do just that. In January, I asked a few trusted friends, including one of the church elders, to pray as I prepared and told my kids. Then, after a team interviewed me and video recorded my story, it was shared publicly during a special Sunday morning service designed to minister to post-abortive women. Through that process, I came to understand the meaning of James 5:13 to 16 in a very real way. It says, Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Because of my Catholic background, when I began following Christ, I rejected the idea of confessing my sin to anyone but God. I did, and still believe, that God had forgiven all my sin, but I did not understand how bringing sin into the light through open confession can disarm the power that secrets can have over us and bring true healing and lasting peace. I don't mean to say that everyone needs to make a public confession as I did, but for me it was instrumental in bringing about the complete healing and peace I longed for. That burden of shame and grief is gone, and the ripple effect of sharing my story openly has been remarkable. God has been faithful to His promises.